the terrorists. That's what you have to know.
Thank you. 1 8 miles high.
Oh,
father, and you can kill my sons, and you can kill my children with the gun, and you can kill my family, a family tree, and you can kill my body for A and B, you can kill my body for A and B, but you got me.
You're going to talk a certain way.
Yet, of all the social institutions we are born into, directed by, and conditioned upon, there seems to be no system as taken for granted and misunderstood as the monetary system. Taking on nearly religious proportions, the established monetary institution exists as one of the most unquestioned forms of faith there is. How money is created, the policies by which it is governed, and how it truly affects society are unregistered interests of the great majority of the population.
I do not believe that we are moving toward a saner society. If a liberal is elected to political office, black or a woman or anyone else, I believe that if they're able to increase the minimum wage, build hospitals, medical care for people, if they're able to achieve that, we will lose the business competitive edge and collapse sooner. If we elect a right winger, say, into government, I believe we will achieve fascism faster. So I believe that a liberal will bring an end to this culture sooner. That is a collapse, because he won't maintain. The world itself is based on monetary systems. So if you pay your help more, you can't compete. So you see, it isn't a liberal that we need. It's the intelligent management of the Earth's resources by all nations. If we fail to do that, we will destroy our way of life, our environment, and one another.
In a world where 1% of the population owns 40% of the planet's wealth, in a world where 34,000 children die every single day of poverty and preventable diseases, and where 50% of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day, one thing is clear: something is very wrong. We'll be right back.
how we fit in crafted musical diversity with a conscience.
Coupled with intimidating mathematics, quickly deters people from attempts at understanding. However,
a vehicle for rustic Rod Goodway at the end there, and it's called Radio Blood Beast. And you know, it's just amazing what you can do from a cafe, isn't it?
Humanity has ever endured.
We'll be right back. true. That's in all the mainstream comic books, and it's not true. Our mainstream system is based on competition, selfishness, greed, individual gain, instead of cooperative values, altruism, goodwill. And the mainstream money system destroys communities. It affects everything in our lives. The mainstream money system is issued in limited supply. It's a scarcity-based money system. There are a whole series of repercussions and consequences because of that. One of which is there's never actually enough money for people to do all the transactions that they want to conduct. Mainstream money is issued by banks, and those banks have an agenda. So they're giving a public service in providing a medium of exchange which we all use, we have to use, but at the same time they have a for-profit agenda. And there's a contradiction there. In fact, if you think about it, the banks issuing money is anti-democratic, it's undemocratic. So we have a political system that's based on the democratic principle and an economic system that's based on free market roguery. Competitive pursuits.
The two things are here, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and they pretty much at first shot anything to move.
The bomb exploded in the midst of a traffic jam, setting a dozen vehicles alight.
They think it's terrible.
Let me get a shot.
It's a monetary-based economy. If you have more money to advertise your position, the position you desire in government, that isn't a democracy. It serves those positions of differential advantage.
Difficulty getting a job, but at that time there were 15 million people sleeping in every empty lot in Brooklyn. This is where I live, and I noticed that all these different families that were dispossessed from their homes and their cars were taken away, and I couldn't understand that. But of course, the banks did. They bought new houses and new cars, just as people did today. And when the banks were, they couldn't get their money.
Let's get the issue up to the plan. But let's start an illusion with hand and pen. We need
place. First, the 24-hour news cycle, and now the internet. It can be hard to insulate yourself from facts that contradict your most dearly held beliefs. That's why you need Ripple Tricks, the only pharmaceutical solution that helps you maintain your cognitive systems and believe yourself.
The fleshless guests live off children of the past, and the aging fingers cast the shadow of death. There is a sharp tongue and bite to relax as they flick the skin off your eyelids back and make the spectators get into the act. Roses and candles, silver knives and persona red women dance with priests on a side road. Your vision perspectives are turning to stone. A cabaret slideshow starts shooting their load. Sharp tongues invite to relax a bit. Lift the skin on your eyelids back and make the spectators get into the act. With roses and candles, silver knives and breath ballet prancers spin on porcelain backbones. A child's muddled cry turns into hilarity. Ungracious freeloaders leave their dead on a doorstep. Flowers of doom all bloom in prosperity. There is a sharp tongue invite to relax a bit. Flip the skin on your eyelids back and face the spectators get into the act. With roses and candles, silver knives and spoons.
Extraordinary, and it's grotesque, but unfortunately it's true. People think, what is money? Well, how is money created? There's another big question. Oh, it's governments. No! It's private banks lending non-existent money called credit. What is credit? There's your credit. That's it. When you go into a bank and you want to borrow $50,000, the bank doesn't print any money. It doesn't move precious metals anywhere. Types into your account $50,000, and from that moment you start owing it not only $50,000 but the interest on the $50,000. And if you can't pay that back through no fault of your own, because the banking system has done what it's just done and you lose your job so you can't pay them back, they get your wealth that does exist, your home, your car, your business, your land. It's been going on for centuries. This is why it has sucked the wealth of the world into the hands of the few. What is an economic boom? It's when there's lots of units of exchange, money in circulation, creating lots of economic activity, which causes people to have confidence in the economic situation. In those times, they get more and more in debt because they're so confident. All can have a bigger house, a bigger car, two vacations, and all the rest of it. And the banking system, controlled by the same people and coordinated by the same people, have put that out there, fishing right out.
Once again, mixed of a traffic jam, setting a dozen vehicles around. To save you all, so get nervous. We'll find. miniature Louisville Slugger to begin with.
Mi sembra la figlia di un capo cosaco, con quegli stivali, quel nero col bacco. Ai 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 ai. Sembra la figlia di un capo cosaco, con quegli stivali, quel nero col bacco. Ai 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 ai. Chiunque ti guarda rimane più stucco, ed ogni ragazzo si segno calmuco. Sei bionda, sei proprio uno spacco, con quegli stivali, quel nero col bacco. Ai 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 ai. Sei proprio uno spacco, con quegli stivali, quel nero col bacco. Ai 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 ai. Sei bionda, sei proprio uno spacco, con quegli stivali, qua è nero col bacco. Ai 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 ai.
Yes, those puppies are tearing into a tent full of Billy Jack dog food. You know, the dog food that Billy Jack likes.
Us old folks like it too, Jackie.
Dig in, Granny. And now, look out for my Billy Jack flea collars. And Billy Jack's shoe scrapers, too.
That's right, Jack. You can get them at your qualified neighborhood dog food dealer.
What? Hey, you stepped in my bowl, Billy!
Ha! you decide to skip mass and abuse drugs today, and you're comfortable.
They don't realize how much consciousness, unconscious, being conscious, being all of the effects, all of the things, to the brain, 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 to the brain NPR News.
Communist, a card-carrying member of the International Communist Conspiracy. Bodinley meets with the Sandinistas to help them rewire broken Fender amplifiers. Shipped to them by the Peace Corps.
Oh, Dilly.
He's a Marxist. Oh, Dilly in Bulgaria. Sampling feta cheese to bring back to his friends in the import business in Albuquerque. Oh, here's a comment. Oh, Dilly sent his advisors into Angola to try to create a rebellion against the monarchy. It was socialism.
It was communism. It was...
That was some Eugene von Beethoven with Bo Diddley is a Communist. Before that, we had some Love 66 from the album Please Kill Yourself So I Can Rock. We heard Reality. Before that, the Hair and Skin Trading Company did a little tune called Conscious Unions, Conscious Yukons, and Knife Fright. Daniel Dax covered The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows. Before that, Gogo Bardello from Live from Axis Mundi, the audio CD, Stivali e Colbaco. Hitting Birth, former band out of Portland, did WWW from Feel the Freest.
Christian Death did Cavity First Communion from the Only Theater of Pain album. The Meat Puppets did Our Friends from their first album. Sonic Youth did Brother James. Before that, the Beavis Frond did Radio Blood Beast live from the Earsong EP. We had a Legal ID before that. Chrome did Memory Chords Over the Bay from The Visitation. Gong did You Can't Kill Me from Gong S. Mart, Vive Gong, a live album from 1977. Shockabilly did a cover of The Byrds' 8 Miles High from Coliseum. And we started the show with Polvo, The Fighting Kites, and Rock Post Rock from The Shapes album. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule is the name of the show. There is more to come.
Azúcar para ti, mamita, pa' que lo baile suavecito, así. Cuando visité Cancún, no me imaginaba, ya vi un lugar en la playa que bien se pasaba.